My dog Dougal may be ruining everything and maybe even dragging you into it.
Why? What is happening?
So there's this business who was looking to partner with us, you and me, the
That's
show.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, wanting to kind of align their business with us. We wanted to talk about them and
Wait
things like this.
Is it best we talk about this right now? If they're undecided?
They're undecided. Well,
okay.
We don't have to say who it is.
All right.
I mean, unless you want to.
No. That depends.
That depends.
Proceed. We'll assess later.
So they're interested in talking to Kelly and I and about our animals, our dogs.
I have three pugs.
I have a dog, Dougal, right?
Yes.
And so wanted to see if, you know, we wanted to meet with them, maybe talk about their business and things like that. I mean, this is something that clients do, you know, on the reg, and, you know, we'll approach Kelly or myself or both of us and say, hey, do you want to, you know, do this sort of thing?
And we'll see if it's a fit and
yeah,
all the things.
Exactly. Exactly. And, so that was pitched to us yesterday. And, you know, Kelly's like, yeah, you know, they have a location that's close to me.
Right. I've got three pugs.
Yeah, three pugs. There could be grooming options and things like that. It'd be great, you know.
Ooh, I am starting to regret saying that. Because my girls are not the easiest.
That's for them to worry about.
Okay. All right. They're the professionals. They'll probably figure it out.
See, well, but this would be a great pitch for this place if they can. Be like, my pugs are terrible.
Right.
They're awful to be groomed.
Sorry, I'm going to shame Piper. Piper's really the one that takes everybody down. She's just freaks out in the car right there.
But this place just is great with animals.
The other two kind of feed off her energy. It's not good.
Yeah. So that could be an angle that you go with this. So There's a backstory and a history with my dog and this place that I don't think they know.
That's the place? Oh, do you think it's new people?
So
maybe there's new people.
Maybe
they
there's
didn't
new.
Know.
Yeah. So my dog, we took my dog to this place. It was a great place. It was close to my house too.
Uh-huh.
It honestly was great. We loved it. He loved it. My dog, Dougal, loved it.
The other dogs didn't love it.
But here's the thing. They would talk to me. They talked to me a couple times. They're like, you know, Dougal, we had to they have a clinical name for like humping.
He was humping other dogs?
Yes, they have a clinical name for it though. And I can't remember what it is.
Clinically, trying to exert dominance over other dogs.
Yeah,
so
it was like you know, we had to, you know, stop him from humping,
and
I was like, gosh, all right, well, we'll work with him on it, and so like that happened a couple times, and then the third time, and I didn't know I was on a three strikes you're out sort of thing.
Oh,
but on the third time, they were like, he's done.
Oh, he can't come back.
He can't come back.
Oh.
And so this business.
Jamie says mounting. Is that the word?
No, it's not mounting.
Okay.
It's not mounting. But anyways, so they came to our, you know, our sales executive and was like, hey, we want to talk to Ben and Kelly. And I'm like, if they're cool with giving this poor boy another chance, because this
do
was.
Do you think they've connected the dots?
I don't think they have.
Did you use your government name?
Yes.
They may not realize you're the same person.
Probably not. But they probably know him.
Oh, they probably do.
If I roll in there and I was like, hey, new lease on life, look at that. They're like, wait. I'm like, no, it's good.
Nope, you signed it.
It's too late now.
You signed the deal.
It's too late now. Humper McHumpertons, come on back. So I don't know. So Dougal may or may not ruin this deal for us. And it could maybe even potentially ruin it for you. If they want the package deal, it could ruin it for you. If they want to just go with you, then maybe not. But like,
then you just have to sit over there silent, awkward.
I know. Because
I talk nice about this place and you're sitting over there going,
I know, this is terrible.
We got kicked out.
We got kicked out. My dog ruined it. So I don't know if they've...
I'm fairly confident Piper will ruin it for us, too.
I don't know if they've put two and two together, but if they have, then they need to be willing to turn the other cheek.
Maybe this is the olive branch.
But also, he was a puppy. He didn't know any better. He's very embarrassed now.
Oh, he's very embarrassed now. Yeah.
He's had a history.
Sure.
Look, we've all had history.
Absolutely.
He's had a history.
Right.
He's
part
grown.
Of his broken road.
That's
to get
right.
Him to where he
that's
is.
Right. He's a better dog now.
Jamie says 100%. They know your dog. I never recognize owners, but I know the pets.
Yeah. Okay. I know. I roll Dougal in, and they're gonna know him immediately.
You'll know by the look on their face.
Oh. How did he?
Oh.
Well, hello. I thought we. No,
hang
no.
on, sir, just a second. Then they go to the back to talk to management.
And they talk to the management. And then they come in. Well, I guess we're going to give him another shot.
No, wait. Well, you could just do, how's he with grooming?
Kelly.
Maybe he could just do the grooming and not do the doggy daycare. Maybe not, just maybe a different service.
All right. Well, Kelly, this is my pitch to let this poor boy who's had a broken past have another shot.
Have you tested him around other dogs since?
Here.
Has he socialized? Yeah, has he had some socializing opportunities?
We let our thing to the dog park expire, but we were taking him to the dog park pretty frequently.
And how did he do there?
Good.
You hesitated.
Good.
He was good. He didn't try to hump any other dogs.
In fact, he was, in some instances, he was the one being humped.
Oh, he was the humpy? Humper became the humpy.
That's right.
Okay.
Happy pride.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. So
anyways,
so are we going to keep that on the down low? Let's just get him to sign the deal before they even see your dog.
Okay.
Maybe. Do we hide that? Does that seem dishonest?
It does a little bit. I think we've got to at least approach and say, hey, Dougal's been a client.
Okay. He's got a checkered past.
I don't know if you've got a blackballed list, but you need to take him off. Yeah, you need to, of shame.
Again.
Yes, you need to take him off of that and then we can proceed. All right.
It's on your wall of shame.
That's right.
This may not be the best fit.
All right. So anyways.
But Kelly so far,
if
her precious princesses haven't been kicked out of anybody anywhere yet.
Not yet. Yeah. So if in a week you hear us talking, waxing poetically about this place, you'll know that the deal's done.
And then you'll also know if it goes away quickly.
Or if you just hear Kelly, you'll know Dougal ruined it.
You'll know.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX.